so I decided it might be a fun time to try the accent challenge that Trees posted. I'll do my best to not use my audio voice because it does sound different from my regular speaking voice, to give a more authentic sounding challenge response. So here we go. My username is pronounced Good Evening Clarice. I am from Canada, Ontario specifically. I don't quite have the maritime accent that is the stereotypical Canadian one. When you throw toilet paper on a house, it's called TPing a house. I've never actually seen that done. The carbonated drink is called pop. I've heard other people call it different things, so I don't know if it's just me or specific to this area. Anyway, gym shoes are sneakers because you sneak with them, I guess. My grandparents, I call my grandmother Nan, but my cousins call her ma mère, so that. The thing with wheels is a shopping cart. You change channels on the TV with the remote. Shoot, I didn't think this through. Hold on. So I'm going to be reading from A Dark Matter by Peter Straub. To inspect this dude, I tilted sideways and looked down the good-sized line. I almost wished I hadn't. Right away, it was obvious that the guy was not simply playing around. The next man in line was giving him 6 feet of empty floor space. Under the best of circumstances, people were going to keep their distance from this character. 8 or 9 inches of white-gray hair surged out in stiff waves around his head. He was wearing a torn, slept-in, checked suit that might have been ripped off a cornfield scarecrow. Through a latticework of scabs, smears, and bruises, his swollen feet shone a glaring, bloodless white. Like me, he had papers under his elbow, but the wad of newsprint he was clamping to his side appeared to have lasted him at least 4 or 5 days. The puffed-up bare feet, scuffed and abraded like shoes, were the worst part. So yeah. I have to return this book to the library. I owe many, many dollars in library fines. Do I personally think I have an accent? Not always, but sometimes after I sit and watch a bunch of Letterkenny, or after I visit some of my family members, I will pick up the accent, and it's awful. It's so terrible. My mom actually is worse, because even if she's not from the area, she'll pick up anybody's accent, which is super duper embarrassing, so I'm glad I'm not like that. Okay, the words. Aunt, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, route, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, GIF, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. So I have to probably do the required sorry, because Canadian, as well as house, sound. It's the OUs in which you could really hear the accent if you're not a Canadian person. I'm not even going to attempt doing the words in another accent. I can't do accents. It's terrible, but I cannot do accents at all. So yeah, that was the accent challenge. Thank you to Trees for posting it again. I'm glad to have gotten the chance to record for it.